Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Security authorities in the city of Al-Qadraf arrested the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir in support of the Jewish entity. Translated. In a public address carried out to the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir in the city of Al-Qadraf at Al-Qadraf Market next to the dental hospital on Thursday, the 23rd Dhul Hijjah, 1446 AH, corresponding to the 19th of June, 2025 CE, Ustad Awad Muhajir, a member of Hizb al-Tahrir, spoke about the reality of the war with the Jewish entity, the Muslims' joy at the strikes against this entity, and the people's thirst for victory over this occupier of the sacred land, the Masra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He affirmed the obligation of establishing the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which will liberate Palestine and other occupied Muslim lands. The audience responded positively to the speech, and there were distinguished interventions from attendees. Immediately after the speech ended and before the gathering dispersed, three vehicles belonging to security agencies arrived and arrested three of Hizb al-Tahrir Shabab, brothers Al-Mahi Abdin, Maysara Yahya, and Muhammad Yahya, along with a fourth person from the attendees. They beat them and blindfolded them, then took them to an unknown location and seized the loudspeaker used in the address. This happened amid the astonishment of the audience at this strange behavior. The detainees were not released as of the writing of this statement. In response to this barbaric act, we in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, affirm the following. First, we hold the government responsible for the safety of the brothers who were arrested, and we warn them and their henchmen of their consequences of such actions, which do not reflect Islam or Muslims, and instead serve the interests of the Jews, brothers of apes and pigs, and their colonialist kuffar allies, along with the rulers of the regimes of harm in the Muslim lands, who consider every cry against them, may Allah fight them. How are they deluded? Second, this strange and suspicious behavior by those who should have been supporting their brothers in Palestine confirms that these regimes, including the regime in Sudan, are enemies of the Ummah, and their mission is to guard the monstrous Jewish entity and implement the conspiracies of the colonialist disbelievers in our countries. The ongoing senseless war in Sudan is just one result of following through with America's plans, the sponsor of the Jewish entity and the enemy of Islam and Muslims. Third, the Khilafah, which terrifies the Jews, the rulers of the colonialist Kufar West, and their agents among the rulers of the harmful mini-states in the Muslim lands. We say that this Khilafah is inevitably coming. This is its time, and this is its hour, by the will and help of Allah Almighty. And at that time, it will exact retribution from all of those who have committed crimes against this Ummah. In conclusion, we say to the ruling regime in Sudan and its security apparatus that carried out this disgraceful act, release the carriers of the call to truth immediately. Fear Allah. Know that Allah does not set right the deeds of the corrupt. Do not be a tool in fighting Islam and the bearers of its da'wah, lest you be struck with humiliation in this world and severe punishment in the akhirah, hereafter.
الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد.
The ones who prefer the worldly life over the hereafter and avert people from the way of Allah, seeking to make it seem deviant. Those are in extreme error. Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 3. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.